Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend John Harrison back on the show. John is a certified financial planner. He is also an ordained minister. And basically, he's kind of a Renaissance man. And he's here to talk to us about a number of different things. He is, we're celebrating President's Day. We're also celebrating Black History Month. And we're celebrating your small business. And John's qualified to do all three of those things. John Harrison, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. John's book is called Making Mammon Serve You, a Biblical Manual for Money Mastery. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. In the subject of President's Day, America has its first black president in Barack Obama after 200 plus years of our history and all the things we've gone through, a great civil war that was epic, no question, and then 100 plus years of healing. We have a black president. Now, John, I'd like you're in the next segment. We're going to talk about your thoughts on Black History Month, but I'd like to get you to share with us what you think history will say about America's first black president.
Well, as far as history is concerned, I'm concerned that maybe the primary thing that we'll record is that he was America's first black president. I don't know that there'll be much of a legacy from a policy point of view or any triumphant notes in history there where he's remembered among the kind of giant presidents we've had, like, you know, a Reagan or a Kennedy or an FDR, who are just historically larger-than-life figures. But his election as our first black president does make me really cognizant of the fact that I live in a different United States of America than the one my parents grew up in.
Mm-hmm.
Because they grew up in a country where they couldn't imagine the idea of a black president. I was thinking of the historical timeline in terms of my father's age. And I was remembering that, you know, my dad was 20 when Jackie Robinson broke baseball's
right
color barrier. He was 21 when Truman...
And what was that, 48, 49? When was that, 48 or 49, 50?
1947.
47, yeah. Okay.
It was Jackie Robinson. And then, you know, Truman integrated the armed services in 48. My dad was 28 when Rosa Parks wouldn't get out of her seat.
Mm-hmm.
He was 33 when the Woolworth's lunch counter sit-in in Greensboro. 35 when the James Meredith became the first black person to enroll at the University of Mississippi,
mm-hmm.
and 37 when the Civil Rights Act passed in 1964, 38 when the Voting Rights Act passed
mm-hmm.
in 1965. So he lived, actually, to see Obama as the first black candidate nominated by a major party, and he lived to see his first election. And up until the day before that election, he refused to believe that it could happen because... You know, more than
after all the progress he saw, he still didn't believe it, did he?
Yeah, because, you know, he lived in a world where it literally took an act of Congress and the National Guard
right
for certain people to be able to go to school in certain places. And so for me to live in a day when it not only has happened, but for the most part, it's not even all that remarkable anymore. He just got reelected.
Right, exactly.
And so it really says to me, I live in a different country, and it makes me feel, you know, very blessed and very lucky to live in the time that I do, because the barriers that were taken for granted by older generations clearly simply aren't there anymore. There are always, you know, bigoted people or what have you,
right.
But as a country, on an institutional level, there's really no place we can't go and haven't gone, and for
right.
that, you know...
So what I think I hear you saying is, irrespective of the office holder, this election has told us an awful lot about ourselves, hasn't it?
Exactly.
As a nation.
I mean, I look back when he was first elected, and they had an interview on some TV station, might have been
right.
CNN, with Condoleezza Rice.
Right.
And now, she couldn't be more opposite Barack Obama
right.
from a political perspective.
Right.
She was grinning from ear to ear. She
yeah.
she couldn't stop smiling
right.
because she also grew up through some of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something I think I'll always look back on and remember as a good thing.
But I like what you're saying, because what you're saying is that what we should be celebrating more than the man is the country.
Exactly.
And I agree with that. I completely agree and love that sentiment. And subscribe to that sentiment, John. Thank you for helping us put that into excellent words. I told you that you'd like it when John joined us again. John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen, he and I will be right back. We're going to talk about Black History Month in the next segment. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.